One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, I've been watching the telly. I've watched the Church on Ruby Road again. It's weird, like when there's new episodes of a TV show and I'm desperate to watch it, I sometimes will rewatch an old one because there are no new ones in the vain hope that something different happens. I know, it's bonkers. I mean, you do kind of pick things up that you didn't see before, and that's kind of exciting. Like, so this time I've been rewatching The Church on Ruby Road, which was the Christmas special, the first full Shooty Gutwa episode. I did notice a couple of things. One thing that kind of struck me recently, not because I was watching this, because I was watching the Sarah Jane Adventures, the first episode of that, Invasion of the Bane. I'm on an upcoming episode of 500 Year Diary, which is a new podcast from the team that do Flight Through Entirety. And we were talking about the way Russell T. Davis writes the first episode of a series. It's like a template. It is. Or a template. I don't know why. The E at the end makes me think it should be plate. Like a lot of people say template, but I see that E at the end. And isn't that meant to modify the vowel that comes before the... Anyway, like that's just, you know, that's the way I learned to read words. But this has been how to say template or template. But yeah, it's kind of interesting in that all of them are about not the main character. So Rose, the first episode of Rose, is very much about Rose. The doctor doesn't turn up for ages. Like, she's going about her work day, weird things are happening, it's all that kind of business. We don't meet the doctor until halfway through the episode. And even then, he goes missing for most of it. Same with when David Tennant first turns up, the Christmas invasion, he's in bed for most of it. We barely even get to meet him. And I guess in some respect, you could say the same thing about the first Shooty Gutwa episode, realistically, which is The Giggle, where he only appears in the last, 15 minutes of the episode? Like, he's barely in it. If you wanted to refresh your memory for that and you are not a Disney Plus subscriber, the Doctor Who YouTube channel have popped on Meet the 15th Doctor video, which is like 17 minutes or something. And it's the bi-generation scene, like almost the whole scene. And then a lot of the moments where Ruby and the Doctor meet for the first time in the church on Ruby Road, which is the same. Like, I mean, Torchwood was the same, you know, like Jack Harkness is meant to be our main character, but we meet Gwen and we kind of see what it's like for Gwen to kind of find her way into Torchwood. Speaking of, there is a weird connection between the church on Ruby Road and Torchwood, because I don't know if you remember Torchwood from back in the day. It was Doctor Who trying to be grown up, and it wasn't so much grown up as, you know, it was like a teenager, like, oh, now I've got some adult things happening about me, but I'm still a child and going to behave like a pure old idiot. Anyway, Torchwood is very adult, so I don't recommend you watch it if you are below certain ages, because it's kind of full on and it's confronting. Anyway, in Torchwood, there was some discussion of a pizza place on Minto Road. And if you watch The Church on Ruby Road fairly carefully, you see that she lives on Minto Road. She turns into it when she goes home. And on the fridge in their apartment, when the time changes, when Ruby gets abducted by the goblins and everything flips, all of the 33 children that have been adopted disappear off the fridge. And all that's there is the pizza shop on Minto Road, the leaflet for the pizza shop on Minto Road. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a deep cut from Doctor Who history. But yeah, I'm sure we'll get a lot of those kind of things in the upcoming season, like those kind of deep cuts where if you've been watching the show, you know, to the level of granular detail that a lot of fans watch it, you'll be picking things up left, right, and center. I'm probably going to miss stuff because I, as you've discovered while I've been reading Matt's missive, have really only watched some of the new series episodes once. So, I mean, I'm going to rectify that as we go along. But obviously for the next few weeks, or 7 weeks at the very least, we are deep in brand new episode territory, and I'm going to want, need, and absolutely adore everything you want to say about it. So feel free, if you want to email me, you can email me theory@adamrichard.com.au, or you can message me on any of my socials, or just post in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, or on patreon.com/AdamRichard. I would love to hear from you in any and all of those fora. Because forums is incorrect, supposedly. I don't know. I think it's Latin. I'm not with Latin. Just I'm not great with English. Template or template. It's got an E at the end. Surely it's a late. I've got a problem. I'm not going to let it go. Watching the Church on Ruby Road again, seeing how it plays out almost the exact same way as all of these first episodes by Russell T. Davis. I mean, the same as Sarah Jane. Like, you don't even meet Sarah Jane until halfway through the episode. It's mostly about Maria. If you came to Sarah Jane as a fan in, like, series 2 or 3, and, you know, you had Clyde and Rani. I love that everyone thinks Mrs. Flood is going to turn out to be the Rani or Susan, which, you know, it could happen, but it feels like a weird thing to do in a new series to have a huge callback to an old series. I think she's going to turn out to be someone completely different, or someone within, you know, these episodes that we've already seen. But yeah, they kind of, like, if you came to Sarah Jane later, you would go back and go, oh, I'm going to go and watch the first episode and see how this show all started out. And you would be shocked. You would be like, who's this Maria character? Because she's gone after the first series. So yeah, you kind of get to these shows and they're introduced with people who are no longer in them further down the line, such as, you know, the church on Ruby Road. I mean, who's to say what's happening with Millie Gibson's character Ruby Sunday, but we are getting a whole new companion in the next series. And sometimes I wonder whether they're, you know, there's been talk that, yes, Ruby Sunday is going to continue to be part of Doctor Who. And I wonder if they're going to try and do, I don't know if anyone listened to the Eighth Doctor adventures with Lucy Miller, which is the Eighth Doctor was Paul McGann, Lucy Miller played by Sheridan Smith. And they did this great thing where Lucy was kind of left behind by the Doctor, and he, you know, advertised for a new companion. It was very silly. Got this new companion. They went traveling together. And then he bumped into Lucy Miller a bit later on, and she'd been traveling with the meddling monk, who is a character from the 60s, like, and, you know, same as the toy maker who's turned up in the Giggle. Characters from the 60s can make an appearance, like, it's not unheard of. What if Mrs. Flood is the monk? Been living next door all this time. But yeah, so I like that. That's a storyline that I absolutely loved, where it turned out that, you know, and there were people locked in boxes and hiding and all sorts. It was a very silly storyline. It was fun, though. So I wonder if that is something we could be getting. Who knows? All right, we'll continue talking about the church on Ruby Road in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.